Welcome back here on the Spartanburgers pregame show as we get ready to start the series between Hub City and Winston-Salem. Andrew Seliver joined by Hub City pitcher Anthony Susak off of a four-win series last week at Wilmington. Anthony, you pitched a couple of times, including in that big win on Sunday. Feeling pretty good out there to start the season?
Yeah, feeling pretty good. I got a good little routine going on right now. Feeling comfortable on the mound, and good things happen when you command the fastball.
You extended those outings a little bit more last week, 2 1/3 on Sunday. What are you doing to pitch longer into games right now?
Well, that first outing, you know, they're a real aggressive team, so kind of taking advantage of that. If you can attack early in the zone, let them put the ball in play, let the defense behind you take care of the ball, you can get in and out of there pretty efficiently. So I only threw 21 pitches that first outing that week, and then still staying aggressive that second outing. Defense took care of the ball. So just trusting the guys behind you and being able to attack the zone is going to help you extend your outings.
I feel like it's kind of a double-edged sword, right, when you talk about other teams being aggressive at the plate. You want to attack the zone, but you also don't want to throw them, you know, good pitches to hit too, right? How do you find that balance out there?
I guess just trusting your stuff, knowing that your stuff is good, knowing that even if you are missing in the middle of the plate, that your stuff's good enough and that good things can happen. At the end of the day, it's round ball, round bat. It's 9-on-1. So keep that in mind, attack the zone, and, you know, that's advantageous for you.
Odds are always in the pitcher's favor, right?
That's correct.
When you talk about what you're trying to do with your stuff right now, what did the offseason look like for you, and what were you really focused on?
Just kind of learning from my mistakes from last year. Last year being my first full season, felt like on the catch play side before games, just throwing too much. Coming into games, feeling tired because I was doing too much during our, 2 o'clock throwing. So making some adjustments to my pregame routine, kind of finding, getting into my comfort zone with my routine. Made a few mechanical adjustments, feeling more comfortable there, and just working on the mental game, just knowing who I am and sticking to my game plan and not caving into what the other team wants me to do.
Andrew Seliver here with Anthony Susak. I'm sure today's pregame routine for everybody is totally different than any other day of the season as we get going here early at 11:05. But talk about that routine. What does it look like right now for you as you try and change it?
Last year, I just kind of got in the mix of like, I'm backing up. I'm leaving pitches arm side. I'm leaving the slider arm side. Like, I got to go get on the mound before games and go make a bunch of throws. And what I ended up doing was throwing way too much, getting 10 pitches off the mound 3 to 4 days a week, and just kind of tiring my arm out. So when it was game time, I was throwing 92. Arm wasn't feeling great. A lot harder to trust in your stuff when your stuff's not as good as it should be because you're wearing yourself down at 2 o'clock every day. So now it just looks like light catch play, just knowing that, hey, if I'm going to come into this game at, probably 6:30 game, I'm probably not coming in until 7:30, 8 o'clock. My throwing at 2 o'clock isn't going to matter that much. So it doesn't matter how many pitches I make or how hard I'm throwing. It's not going to help me feel better on the mound in 5 hours. So just knowing to peel it back, and I can do more before I get on the mound when the game starts, and do more to get my body ready when the game starts.
And I'm sure for you on Sunday, 2 hour delay, right? You guys push it back. You're waiting all day, right? I'm sure that mentality was pretty helpful in a pretty chaotic Sunday game.
Yeah, routine was a little bit different on Sunday. Our pitching coach said relievers who are hot, you guys can throw right before the game instead of having to throw, I think that was a 1 o'clock game. So we had like stretch at 10 o'clock. He's like, hey, pitchers who want to throw later can throw later. So I think I ended up throwing right before the game, and that helped a lot.
How important was that game for this group of guys, right? You win the first three of the series, you battle back to take the series Sunday. Feels like that's got to be a lot of momentum turning into a travel day the next day.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, it's easy to get complacent when you win three in a row, and I just feel like, Wilmington definitely, they were a different team Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. So to be able to adapt to that and go get a win, and there were a few times where we were up and Wilmington battled back, but we were able to finally stand on top at the end and put them away.
All right, Anthony, well pitched last week. Thanks for the time.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
We'll be back after this to get game one of Winston-Salem and Hub City going here on the Spartanburgers Radio Network.